Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Can you tell me what the terror alert level is? And by level, I mean color. What's in a warning,
I believe in my heart that the color-coded heightened state of awareness system in this country might be the most useless thing ever shoved down the throats of the American people.
That's comedian Ron White, but a lot of people don't seem to take warnings from Homeland Security very seriously. You may not know this, but we've been at the orange level, that's high risk of terrorist attack, for all flights since 2006.
If I hear something like that and I get scared, I think they've already won, so I just keep going.
Just one American tourist who's not changing his travel plans at all because of warnings from the government. This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Do we now see Homeland Security as Chicken Little or as Cassandra? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Celeste Headlee up in New York. And for one day more, we've got Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry from D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste.
Let's talk a little bit more about the terror alert system. Joining us now is Brittany Johnson, a 22-year-old student at the University of Denver. And she's currently studying abroad in London. And Brittany, you're traveling to France tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm sure you've heard these terror alerts, these warnings from the government. Are you nervous about going to France?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm actually just gonna, you know, make sure that I check my surroundings and everything and make sure I'm safe. I'm going with a group of people, so I feel a lot more comfortable since I'm traveling with them and not traveling alone. And I'm just gonna be aware, and I'm still gonna enjoy my trip, and still I'm gonna go to all the places that I was gonna go before the warning.
Okay, but they're saying don't put any markers that signal that you're an American. Don't linger in public places. Are you going to take any of their guidelines to heart?
I don't really have any markers. I didn't bring any shirts that say my school on them or anything like that. So that really didn't apply to me. And as far as still going to public places, I'm still going to go to touristy places because this is my first time in Paris and I don't know when I'm going to be back. So I'm just going to be aware of my surroundings.
Brittany Johnson, you're not scared?
No.
Okay. Brittany Johnson, 22-year-old student from the University of Denver, studying in London, traveling to France tomorrow, not scared. Thanks so much. We're going to talk more about the alert system in just a few minutes with Jessica Stern.
Fearless traveler there. Now let's get a check on the morning's other top news. Secret talks are underway to end the war in Afghanistan between Taliban representatives and the Karzai government. The Washington Post says it's the first time Taliban representatives are authorized to speak for their leader, Mullah Omar, and the first time they're not calling for an immediate withdrawal of foreign troops. The report says the two sides are working on a plan that includes Taliban participation in the government and a withdrawal of foreign troops, according to a U.S. timeline. Meanwhile, Pakistani militants continue to target NATO supply convoys en route to Afghanistan. About 20 oil tankers were torched again this morning. This time, it happened at the only border crossing still open.
Would-be Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad was sentenced to life in prison by a federal judge in New York. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says Shahzad is where he belongs.
Faisal Shahzad is a remorseless terrorist who betrayed his adopted country and was rightly sentenced to life in prison. So he's no longer a threat.
Meanwhile, opening statements are expected today in the first civilian trial of a former Guantanamo Bay detainee. The Supreme Court hears arguments today about anti-gay protests at military funerals. The court will decide whether members of a fundamentalist church who carry signs like "Thank God for Dead Soldiers" at military funerals are protected by our free speech rights. Earlier, we spoke to Mark Potok at the Southern Poverty Law Center. He told us fundamentalist Christians have problems with Fed Phelps, but most of them support free speech. Taking a look at the markets, it looks like the futures are up right now. Dow's going to start at 10,944, the S&P at 1,160, the NASDAQ at 2,399. We're going to take a look at midterm elections later on in the show, but coming up first is that discussion about terror alerts and travel in Europe.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.